Let's go and spend a few minutes with Tommy Berry. Tommy, good morning to you on Golden Eagle, Iron Jack Golden Eagle Day. And, well, the barriers have been very much discussed right through the week. Are you, have you had any sleep since Tuesday?
Yeah, I've slept really well. It is what it is. I've been around a while now to know that you can't do much about it once the barriers have been drawn. And I didn't even really do much form until last night because there was no real point, and you know, I don't think it's as bad as everyone's making it out to be. Maybe brutal, but not so much pirata.
Okay, so how are you going to approach brutal? Just on feel after, with no set plan, or a set plan in the back of your head, or an open plan that you'll let us know about?
Yeah, no, he's obviously going to be in the first quarter of the field, not usual. That's how he always races. He's a free striding horse, and the biggest thing with him is getting him into a good rhythm, where he's not pulling and he's happy. And I've obviously got the mare drawn to my inside, Sunlight. So I'll be obviously following her across for as long as I can. And then it just depends what happens with horses underneath her, whether it's Mizzy or Jonker or horses like that. And they're the horses that are going to be, you know, make my life hard if they need to. So I'll have to make a decision once. You know, after 100 metres, but that first 100 metres, I think it's just important to get the horse happy and not make it too complicated for him.
You say not so much with Parada. Are you no thoughts of going forward? Are you intent on going back?
No, definitely. I think we'll probably be on the positive side. I wouldn't say we'd go back with him.
No.
There's sort of three or four horses that are going to really press the issue, I think. And then after that, you know, obviously Home of the Braves drawn in, Easy Eddie will be there. I suggest probably Lara Main will probably be there today. And then after that, there's sort of an opening for me where if I miss that, I'm probably going to have to go right back. So I think that we will step away a little bit positive like we did when he won the all-age and then try and find a spot after that.
Okay. You got other nice rides, but just a couple of Mindy Carr. Have you had anything to do with him? He was impressive at Newcastle.
Yeah, I trialled him before he went to Newcastle, and I was disappointed he went there on the day because I wanted to ride him. But he gave me a great feel in his trial, and he was held up most of the straight. But the part about his trial I liked the most was when the last 50 metres, when I asked him for a little bit, he was there straight away, and he quickened pretty much straight away. And then you saw that in his race at Newcastle. He wanted to hang in and do a little bit wrong, but then once he straightened up and hit the line, he's got a great turn of foot, good acceleration, and he's a horse that I think's you know, right up to this grade. But it's a strong race, and he gets a good run from the barrier. Gaze are going to be hard to beat, but I wouldn't discount him.
Okay, and the other one I want to talk to you about is the last, Charitera. It seems to be trialling well.
Yeah, it has, and hasn't been out of a place out of six runs at its last preparation. It's trialling very well. It's got good speed, should get a nice run just in behind Oakwood Twilight Light and Outrageous. Obviously, I rode Outrageous last start, and he's going to be very, very hard to beat. He's got He had plenty of improvement on the other day, and he didn't have the greatest of runs. So he gets in with sort of the same weight as he did the other day with the claim. But I'm going to be following him everywhere he goes, and if there's a chink in his armour, I think I'll be the horse to beat him.
All right. Well, Tommy, all the very best today. Charity, all the part of the Golden Eagle, and it's just a fantastic build-up for a race out here in the western suburbs. Enjoy today, mate.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.